The iconic retailer Sears may be on its last legs today. Its chairman, Eddie Lampert, has until 4 p.m. East Coast time today to submit an offer to save the company from liquidation. He's offered $4.6 billion via his hedge fund to keep the company together, but so far has not been able to secure financing for the deal, pushing Sears' fate down to the wire. For more, let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, we recall that Sears filed for bankruptcy in October. Walk us through what's at stake today.
Well, of course, you know, Jeremy, that many companies still operate in bankruptcy as a not a going concern. But today, you might just see the end of Sears, period, full stop. I mean, this company has had so many second leases on life from Lampert himself. He originally made his bet in 2005 and 2006. And at this point, the markets are saying, why throw more good money after bad?
And that's what he wants to do, though. I mean, he probably wouldn't put it that way, but that's what he wants to do, is put more money into this company and try to save it.
Well, maybe stave off a liquidation, maybe make it more of a slow-mo liquidation so he doesn't lose everything at once. After all, he has invested billions into this. And if it were just to disappear overnight, you'd flood the market with property, with workers, with fire sales. And it's something that nobody wants to see, from their creditors to their employees to the real estate market broadly.
There are 68,000 employees currently depending on Lampert today. If Sears does liquidate, what happens to all those people?
You have all of these retail employees that are dealing with a soft retail environment. After all, I mean, it's not easy for Target and for Walmart. You saw what happened at Toys R Us. And a retail environment that is ill-equipped to absorb such an inundation of workers. But certainly, this has been a long time coming.
And then you look at the fact that top Sears executives received $25 million in bonuses this year, even as Sears began closing hundreds of stores. Why does that happen?
It just blows the mind how in a liquidation you have people who have preferential treatment when equity holders are being wiped out. You wonder why management still has anything in this, especially if about 70,000 workers are going to lose their job.
So just hours to go and just seconds to go in our segment here, Robin, what are you expecting?
I think that whether or not it happens today, whether maybe a judge or Lampert gets an extra week extension or something to line up funding, that Sears is certainly headed toward extinction, like so many dozens of retailers behind it.
Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.